September 21st, 2013, It's a Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. Not exactly in Pedro, though. I'm here in Denver, Colorado. And why am I here? Because I got a gig with the Stooges in about, I think we're on stage in 7 hours. It's over in Byers, about 46 miles east of here. Colorado had some bad rains and heavy flooding, but that was last week, and blue skies. I think that was more close to the mountains. You know how Colorado is. Well, maybe you don't, but half the state's Rocky Mountains. When you get east of Denver, it's this plateau kind of plains thing, you know? Yeah, maybe more plains than plateau. I'm a fucking idiot. Look, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Like Sonny, you know, for Sonny Rollins. It's kind of an alternate version, of course. There's a clam. Yeah, believe it or not, sometimes there was clams when John Coltrane recorded. This was take one. After that, Far Away was Suaco. Actually, not that far away. By plane, it was only 2.5 hours. And there's only 1 hour time difference. And next week, Stooges, right near James Williamson's town, Saratoga, is where he lives. But we'll be playing in San Jose, so I'll be in the same time zone and maybe an hour flight. I'm going to do a show from there, though. Watt from Pedro Show Radio. Thing. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm always nervous before the gig. We had sound check this morning. And, man, the sun was bright. And there was some heat. It's at a farm called Mays Farms. Yeah, May Farms. I guess they rent it out for events and stuff. But we did Riot Fest. Last time I played with Stooges was in Toronto a few weeks ago. And it was part of the same festival. We did it last year in Chicago, which is where I think it originated at. But enough windbagging. Okay. I got something here from Todd Mobile.
Like I got to hide, babe. Seems like I got to lie, babe. looks like I got the world going away.
send no flowers or words of regret, 'cause I'm not the loving kind. Day by day I was hoping to be the kind of love that would give me peace of mind, but it may just have passed me by, 'cause I'm not the loving kind. Oh,
just before the dawn. This can't go on. This can't go on.
What is the color of the cloud you lie upon?
As fast as long. As fast as long.
All out empty is the way of things.
Things connect to other things. And they connect to other things. These things are broken, as you know.
And then the sound of angels, the down and the dread.
The morning comes early around here, I think you'll find.
Make no mistake, you big mistake.
They run along a little, and then they break.
And then they break. And then they break.
Your lines run left to right, along the lines and down the lines, and through the lines and back the lines until they reach their end. And things connect to other things.
These things are broken, and you know.
And then the sound. your head.
Can't stand the fucking sound.
Kicking out in the USA,
yelling at the
Pedro show. Started that big chunk of music. You know, I ain't got to guess. I'm in man alone mode, so not really in monologue mode so much. So mostly music. That's okay. We started with Thrusting in the Shadow of Death by Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea. Hope to play with them next year when I bring Andrea and Stefano and our Sonia de Manayo trio to Mobile, Alabama. After that, something from Pedro, Brother Shane O'Brien, originally a Canadian cat, maybe Windsor, I think. And but he's been in Pedro a long time now. He's iron worker, great cat, Wales on the Blues. Gonna tune here 1,000 times over again. Miss Melvis after that with It's Starting to Snow. I'm on the bass on this Miss Melvis song. Via an invite from Scott Krause, who's on the drums. Beautiful man. Scott from Peru. But not in the current Turner version, but the old classic Meisters. Mark Lanigan after that, a man I admire much. Took Screaming Trees on the first two tours. He was a singer, man. A beautiful cat. I'm Not the Loving Kind. And then Angels and Devils after that by Glimmerman. They're from Ireland. Thank you so much, Inez, for that. Black Lanterns with Pacific Terror. Got to play with them at the beginning of the year. Hebron Bridge, York Party, England. Great band. Something from the new Iggy and the Stooges album called Gun. We're going to be playing that tonight. And finally, Vince Moroney, who was the drummer man for Mike Watt and Pair of Pliers and Mike Watt and the crew of the Flying Saucers and his own band called Hellbat with Let It Show. Let's see. Well, we got something from Italy here, huh?
Came too late. The dark.
Juan from Pedro Show. You just heard O-T-P-I-S-A-N-I-S-O, Otpisani 13, maybe Otpisani, maybe like episode, I don't know. And that's from Milovoja Mika Markovic Jazz Band. Thank you, Stanislav Zabich, for that. There's a righteous, I don't know, maybe like theme music. There's a whole bunch of little bits, and I just dug the hell out of it. Ahead of that was Charamelos with No Face from their new album. Speaking of Charamelos, while we were doing this sound check, Stooges, early this morning, I saw them walking across the field, all three of them, and I gave them fist in air, and they gave back. I think they had to go on really early, maybe not soon after we finished. And I went looking all over for them. I couldn't find them, and then the boat was leaving. They said, come on, Watt, don't hold us up. So, but damn, love those guys. I think they're going to play the San Jose gig too, if you can believe it. Love the hell out of them. They're from Sacktown, and just incredible cats. Respect. Yelling Down a Well by the Texas Biscuit Bombs, ahead of them. That had the late Biscuit on singing. He was originally a big boy singer. And the drummer man flowed me this because he ended up writing a book with me and Gary Floyd and Kay. And it's called The Left End of the Dial. And his name eludes me right now. I'm a fucking idiot. I'll find out for you and tell you a little later. T.V. Smith ahead of that with Backstage Bob. T.V. Smith, he used to sing for adverts. And I got to see him last time the Stooges played in England. Apple Shift 7, Why Would I Lie? Before that, and yeah, Why Would I Lie? I don't know where they're from. But, yeah, digging on their shit. Seesaw, Una Passante. And starting it all off as Blue Willa, Eyes Attention. I think both of them bands are from Italy. If not, there's some kind of Italian connection, maybe. I should be more prepped up about this kind of stuff, huh? Hate to sound like an ignorant person. God, I just read this book. Someone recommended to me that I really dug. And if you get a chance, yeah, Heath Lawrence, L-O-W-R-A-N-C, with the bastard hand. It's a fucking trippy book. Pretty wild. I don't know what you'd call it. Like hard-boiled, maybe? Oh, speaking of that, Imagining Los Angeles by Jason Fine's pop, David Fine, which talks about hard-boiled. It's all about SoCal through literature. And incredible book. Those are the last two I just read. We're at the end of the first hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Remote broadcast here, man load mode in Denver, Colorado. Don't mean to sound like such a fucking idiot, but kind of stumble bump. Yeah, because, hell, don't know why. But hold tight for hour two. September 21st, 2013. It's the second hour. The Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
I remember one night about 20 years ago, I was at a little joint right down the road, a little place called Taco Land. I was sitting underneath a big oak tree, and I'm talking to this girl, and she's talking to me. It was a late spring night. The air was kind of ripe. She said, "There's something I want you to kiss. Kiss my pussy."
From Pedro Show. Started off the second hour there with El Problemo Grande, the big problem. King Champion Sounds, I think they're out of Holland. AJ's got something to do with them. Great cat. Usually a bass man. I think I saw him trade her out and work a guitar, though. Because I think Ollie was on the bass. Ollie's a man who has something called a Detective Instinct Proj that I've contributed to. He's asked me to do things like spiel and bass. And Karen Schomer wrote the last batch of words. I think she's now using her own voice for the latest edition, and might try to be rendering these things live in upstate New York come the end of the year. That's something on the horizon. Anyway, after that was Life on the Border by Piñata Protests. I think they're out of Mexico City. Or Monterrey, somewhere in Mexico. Yeah, sorry about that. I'll find out about that. I did find out that the left end of the dial, the Texas guy who wrote the book, with talking to people from the old days, and also drumming for that band he had with the Biscuit, his name is David Ensminger. Real cool people. Try to look for that book, Left of the Dial, David Ensminger. He's a drummer man, he's a writer, he's a teacher, he's bitching people. And you can understand why, for someone like me, the old days, the old scene, just didn't stay in the old days. That's why I've continued with the movement and support it. It's really real dealio. I mean, there was a lot of things about it. still continue to be about it, but there's a core thing that I'm into. And so, yeah, fucking right on. Mr. David ends me. After Pinata Protest was the Copper Gamings with Wet Sounds. And Stop It, You're Killing Me by the Hickoids. Oh, man. Here's another name. But one of the men in the Hickoids has a label, and they flow me these last three tunes. Texas, I think Copper Gamings and the Hickoids. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Man, you know, I hate to be uncertain. When you're on a public thing like this or putting it out there, you know, there's enough misinformation and pretend to be know-it-all, hot air, gas bag trip full of themselves like that. I don't want to be part of that. If I'm going to have anything to say, unless I fuck up, I want it to be somewhere in the ballpark of being together a little bit, you know. And but take, really, I mean, I learned from this, you validate stuff that you hear by finding it other ways. It's painful when you see wrongs, or sometimes things ain't. I remember working for this old lawyer, Mr. Hanley, and he told me once, you know, it's not a matter of guilty or not guilty, it's how much guilty and how much not guilty. Okay, here's some more music.
Thank you. Thank you.
spot for Pedro's show. Finish up the second hour with a big chunk of music. You just heard the Dream Chamber Phase 1, Approaching Alpha. David Gerard, he's got a new album out. He's a man that's contacted me about collaborating. And the ambient thing's kind of new for me, so I thought it would be a great learning thing for me. And actually, he might be in SoCal in October and have him on the show as a guest. Very interesting stuff. Good cat. Ahead of that, we had Hit Number 1 by Liz Is Evil. Old Baby before that, Into the Earth. Myrtle by Nacho Monetto. In front of that. Ulam Spiral by The Green Sea. Ulam Spiral. Yeah, trippy. And we started all off with Roots and Rubble by Frederick Kinbaum. Great slide player, buddy of James Williamson, I got to meet in Berlin. Giving him and his buddy a ride from the gig. Man, after that Berlin gig, it came down. I mean, thunder, lightning, sideways buckets of rain. Oh, it was intense. And, the way you make connections that way, ain't that a trip? Out of nowhere. I don't know if I've told the story before, but the way the Minutemen, what we were called reactionaries, this back in, I think it was the beginning of 1979, went to a gig. It was the first time the Clash came to SoCal with the Dills and Bo Diddley opening up. And in the parking lot where these guys hand out flyers for one of their first gigs, and we couldn't believe the gig was in Pedro. And I said, why that? Because we're the only punk band in Pedro. And they couldn't believe there was a punk band in Pedro. So they said, you want to open up? And that ended up, that's Black Flag. You know, I think Flag is in this festival. I think they play tomorrow. You probably know about that drama. But, I mean, the old days we were really tight. And this is how we met, out of nowhere. I mean, I think the scene was so small you just trusted people were kind of into it because so many people hated it. Probably had to have balls like fucking church bells. Maybe something like in the 60s, early 60s, with long hair or something. If somebody had nerve to do that, maybe you could trust them. I don't know, but they said, do you want to open? And we got to open for them in our town. Had to change their name after that because the gig turned out pretty intense. But Descendants was on that gig. I think it was their first gig. Billy was 15, I think. Frank and Tony. Tony was our age. The Alley Cats, which are back, you know, with different drummer and bass, but it's Randy Stodola. I think he actually somehow helped got it going. Black Flag and who else? Plugs. So it was a lot. You know, those days there was a lot of bands. They were like little festivals. And Keith was the singer. He's the singer in this Flag band with Dezo and Chuck, Billy, and I think they got one of the All guys, which is one of the Massacre Boys, Salt Lake City guys. I think. God, I wish I could see them, but I got to go home to Pedro. Got a lot of stuff to do. Always, right? Got to record a second man version of a Rolling Stones song. Yeah. Same cat who asked me to do a tribute contribution to the Repo Man tribute comp. Tribute to the tribute. No. A tune for, well, there's one, yeah, Wes Anderson, and music that he's using in his film. So we got a, what tune is that? Street Fighting Man. And I got a trippy idea for it. You know, if you're going to cover a song, maybe you got to bring something to it, huh? And not just do jukebox. Well, maybe they think different on American Idol. That's spelled I-D-L-E. It's the end of the second hour, September 21st, 2013, Dish of Watt for Pedro Show here in Denver, Remote Podcast, State 2, 4, Hour 2. September 21st, 2013, It's the third hour, a Watt from Pedro show.
Treat the words right, I kiss goodbye, kiss goodnight, and by the bus station, let the last kiss lead to me. I perish the name shown to you, I know not what you never knew. I now should claim that I confuse you from shame.
from Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Noti by Dagger Moth. They're from Italy. I know that. And I think King of the Opera, the band after, the floating song, is too. Nantes by Solo Musica. That's Pedro. That's Italian. Unsaid, Precious to Me by Michael Var Fickle. My memory, I can't remember. Sorry, Michael. Same with the next tune, Bigger Than Us by the Smith Street Band. White Knight, Ass Too Perfect. White Knight is Kid Kevin's new band. He lives in Pedro, same building as Raul does. The old Peck Manor that got turned into a bunch of pads. It's from the 1800s. But he's originally Anaheim. He's a teacher in the daytime. And finally, Thalam Electric's King Drum Overdrive with Philosophical Ecstasy. Look, people, I fucked up big time last. Beginning of the second hour, I was talking about, well, not the Dutch band, but the stuff from Sostex, which was Pinata Protests, Copper Ganines, and Hicoids. Okay, they're on this great, great label. It's called Sostex. And let me spell that for you because it's kind of trippy. S-A-U-S-T-E-X. So SostexMedia.com. You can find some all kinds of stuff. Incredible bands. And the boss is Jeff Smith there. He started. And I got turned on from David Ensminger. And I screwed up. Pinata Protest is San Antonio band. It's Los Gamins. They're from Mexico. And they're not from Monterrey or Mexico City. From Central Mexico. But more like, yeah, some small towns. In fact, I founded what it is. I just, you know, so you hear, especially in the U.S., you know, this talk radio, and people come on like they know everything. And everything that, just because they own some kind of access to filling our ears full of crap, they know what they're talking about. So I want you to be skeptical sometimes, especially about what. But I went and found this out so I can get it right. Carmen is from Metepec, and Klaus is from Zinacantepec. And, yeah, it's just a two-man band. Powerful sound, though. And they did play a lot in Mexico City, so I wasn't all the way a dumb fuck. But I was a dumb fuck for saying it was Pinata Protest just because, yeah, there's a Spanish word in their name and not Copper Gamines. So I apologize. I mean, great label, great bands. Didn't mean to screw it up there, Mr. Jeff Smith. You deserve respect. I like what you're doing, especially this day and age. I don't know if you people know about a lot of smaller labels, but some of these cats, man, they're not adventurous. They don't take chances. They want the, you know, last week's hit, just like what you used to call a major label. Because I don't even think they're around anymore, right? They ended up being divisions of other companies, and then, I don't know, technology took them out. And, oh, and I'm very sad about that. Anyway, much respect for Mr. Jeff Smith and Sostex and labels like that, letting the freak flag fly. Big fist in the air. Here's some more music.
The death trip blues. I always knew you was out your mind. You lost control of your rock and your roll. I always knew you'd fall every time. You're slipping and sliding, jack-jawed, jiving. All that bullshit's gonna blow you. Your mouth writes the checks. Your body gets wrecked. Your soul crawls around. It's dead. It's hard when it all comes crashing down. Crashing down.
to slip and lose your grip when your mind is moving way too fast. But you love that heat down in the street. You live every day like your last. It's hard when it all comes crashing down. Yeah.
so I'm on fire with my heart in my hand. When the beauty conquers desire, I deliver myself to a human, rolling to a human, rolling like a stone.
think about it. They want to live without it. They might have made it. It's a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. Sometimes and you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. I don't want to live without it. I couldn't think without it. I showed up. You're ruling. You're ruling. You're ruling. Sometimes you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Oh,
Okay, people. Last music for the show. I said some more music, but actually it was the final bit of music. I started off with Torture Town, something brand new from them. Charleston, South Carolina, Crashing Down. Peter Pan, Warrior Justice after that. I don't know where Warrior Justice is from, sorry. Flying Calvin with Ubiquity after that. Flying Calvin, he's living in Florida. He's coming to SoCal in December, though, because I'm going to get to record with him, Mr. Herman Green, via Dave Aaron and Mr. Wheely Waldman. Rio Mezzanino, my enemy junior. Yeah. Maybe they're tired. My memories. Yeah. Sorry. All good music, though. That's what counts. I know Rosalina Mar, the next band's Italy with Flesh Dance, something live. That's got the drummer Andrea Belfi from Sonia de Marnaio. And My Horse Likes to Run by Ho Hum. They might be Arkansas. And finally, Ego Eerie. Eerie by Ryan Is Fun. I don't know. Somewhere where Ryan lives. My apologies for being ignorant about a lot of shit. I tried to get some stuff together for you, though. It's been the September 21st, 2013 edition of Watt from Peter Schroe, remote broadcast here in Denver, Colorado. Next week in San Jose, or San Jose, I hear it's called. Everybody, keep your powder dry.